Mike, what are Dom and your defensive people doing when you start four straight defensive guys? Just the mood of that collective group.
Well, really, as a coaching staff, you know, it's kind of unique. I'm sure at every NFL team, you know, our process is when we're in the draft room. Doug Collins, when a selection's getting ready to be made, Doug will walk out of the draft room and head down to the coaches, down the coaches' hallway, and they're all sticking up their head out the door to see if he's going offense and defense. So the point I'm making is everybody is excited about draft weekend and acquiring a player. So it's not really how they come to you, what round they come to you, but just the fact that you have a new player in your room, you get an opportunity to coach him.
Heard from, you know, Elliot and Brian, and the real focus was on bigger, faster for that secondary. Can you just touch on that?
Well, I think any time you can get bigger and faster, and I think when you look at the first two picks, you know, I think you just need to look back to our roster. You know, you lose Sam Shields, you lose Micah Hyde, and these two young men will have similar, you know, types of roles and opportunity for those roles on our defense. So this is a sub-league. You know, we've been obviously spent a lot of time as a coaching staff getting ready to put the installs in offense, defense, and special teams. But you know, we're up over 80% sub each year. So the fact that we've added players that can play more in one position, I think is very important.
Hey, Mike, you draft three running backs. I just wanted to check: is Ty Montgomery still a running back?
Absolutely. No, he's our starting running back. So I think it gives us excellent depth, and it'll be nice to have a full room.
Seriousness though, like the adding three, what does that do? What do you think that room is going to be like? What's going to be like on the field with three?
It's going to be competitive. I think you know how we like to play and how we're going to play. A running back's responsibility, the priority is to be able to stay on the field for three downs. So all three of those young men have shown that they can do that at a certain level. We'll acclimate them, teach them our system. Ty Montgomery can do that. So he will be our starter, but it's a competitive room. And you know, you come out of the excitement of a draft weekend, you're adding players. We're still in the process right now trying to add free agents. The goal is to have the most competitive 90-man roster that you possibly can, and you want that competition to be as high as it possibly can in each position room. We obviously had some positions where numbers were not very high, and now after, you know, these 3 days, I think it's – We have a competitive roster, a very competitive roster.
Is Josh Jones a traditional safety, or is he someone that can play some of that hybrid safety role?
Josh Jones is a multiple position player, as I was referring to in my answer before. I think Josh, you know, he's a lot of similarities to Micah, you know, as far as the ability to play multiple roles, to be able to play on fourth down. So I think he'll be a very good fit. And hey, let's face it, we need to play more DBs. It's Morgan Burnett needs to play, you know, more than two positions. I mean, these are the things that we've come out of the off-season studies, and having players that can play multiple positions, moving them around, have multiple sub-packages is something we're definitely leaning towards.
Mike, do you think you're better on defense right now than you were when the season ended?
I think we have a chance to be a better overall football team, and that's really the goal each and every year. So, you know, this is a process. So we've had two good weeks. We've spent a lot of time going back through the cut-ups. We've changed a few things in our teaching environment, so we're off to a good start. We get on the field Monday, so that's always exciting. But to say we're a better team today than we were at the end of the season would be really kind of ridiculous, because I don't think there's a team in football that can be better in April than it was in December or January. So the goal is to start the process to be, you know, two wins better than we were last year.
The running back, we'll probably talk about these running backs collectively, these three new guys, but do you see them as bringing some different things to the table, like different strengths to their games, or do you see them as being very similar?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, they all can play three downs. I mean, that's just going through the conversation, the physicality, running the football, particularly November, December. These are the kind of conversations that I'm involved. Ted Thompson, the personnel staff, do a tremendous job, you know, setting the board. I mean, you talk about a process, everything that goes into it. And, you know, it's definitely a position where we needed you know, more competition, you know, more numbers, and we definitely achieved that.
Mike, with your proximity to Madison, even before pre-draft stuff, did you become aware of Vince Beagle and what he was doing for the Badgers? You know, Ted said he didn't take him because he's a Badger, but was he under radar a little more just going to be so
well? Well, I mean, you always watch the Wisconsin players. I mean, let's face it. I tell you, the LSU-Wisconsin game here was I mean, personally, it's the first time I've been to a college football game, live college football game in 20-plus years. So what an incredible environment. But, yes, I mean, you root for the Badgers, and it's, you know, it's great that Vince is now a Green Bay Packer.
Obviously, there's a lot of focus on the rookies here because of this. But how big of an offseason is this for Fackrell when you lose Dayton and Peppers and you really only added Beagle?
Well, losing Julius and Dayton, I mean, just through the numbers, I mean, that's 1,100 snaps of, you know, that we've lost on defense. So with that, that's 1,100 snaps of opportunity is the way I go about it. I mean, it's something I pay close attention to. So obviously Kyler will take part in challenging for those opportunities. We've always put a huge emphasis on our players making the jump in their second year, you know, or first to second year or second to third year. And we need those players in that situation to make that jump this year.
Mike, you've got a variety of wide receivers. So what do these two new ones kind of add to that room?
Competition. I think, you know, catching radius, a lot to work with. Really, when I look at the draft, I look at these guys as prospects. I look at how far can we take them. You know, I understand the hype and the excitement and, you know, what position you're going to play. There's not 11 positions on offense. There's not 11 positions on defense. So the opportunity to play multiple positions is a must, and particularly for our perimeter players. You know, no different in our offensive line and our defensive line, too. So just giving them an opportunity, and they know, really just in a short time you talk to them on the telephone, you have to be able to play all three positions to play receiver here.
What were the past couple of days like for you, trading out of the first round and then sleeping on having the first pick on day two and day three?
Well, I mean, it seemed normal. We've traded before. So, I mean, we wanted to get a couple more picks. Frankly, thought we'd have a lot more action going into today's, you know, first pick than we did. But no, I thought the process was very smooth. Our operation's very tight. I mean, you have a group that's worked together a long time. So they're very organized. The draft room's very organized. And I thought it went very smoothly.
How good of a pass rusher do you think Vince Beagle can be in the NFL?
How good? Well, I'm hoping. I think he'd be very good. More importantly, I like his play style. I mean, his play style jumps off of the video at you. Really good leverage player. I mean, you look at his background, you know, the wrestling and so forth. I think he's an excellent fit for what we asked that position to do.
What jumped out to you with Kevin King, and what kind of chess piece can a 6'3 corner be for you as a coaching standpoint?
Well, I'll just stay right there at 6'3. I mean, he's tall, he's leveraged, his bump and run is something that every defense wants to do. I mean, if you're looking from the other side of the ball, you know, when you're playing against free access or vision coverage defense, obviously it keeps the offensive perimeter more in a rhythmic, you know, passing game. So the fact that if you could play bump and run every snap, I think every defensive coach in the league would do that. So he comes in here with that being his best asset.
What do you think of your D-line now that you've added Jean Francois and Adams yesterday?
A lot of competition, very good depth. I mean, I go back to the Dayton and Julius. I mean, you have two players that you know, played a lot of football for us. Julius was, you know, we lost leadership with, you know, big chunk of leadership with Julius Peppers leaving here. So, you know, adding veterans to that defensive line group, and ever how that, you know, we'll structure that, particularly how the defensive personnel group shake out. I feel very good about our depth there.
Mike, when you lose veterans, you know, like Lang, Hyde, Peppers, Jones, guys who are on their second contracts, is that the year when you really need multiple draft picks? I mean, because you don't know whether these guys are going to be able to compete. Well, if you only have eight guys coming in versus 12.
I think there's more variables to that, but I mean, I understand that the numbers, that the way you're looking at it, you know, I think the most important thing, you can't overreact to, you know, if I lose this guy, I need to replace him, you know, with this type of person. I think our personnel staff has done a very good job. You know, Jari Evans' addition is excellent. I mean, you talk about leadership success and, you know, have an opportunity to sit down and visit with him on his visit here, where he is in his career, what he was looking for to be part of a championship program. That's exactly what you're looking for. So you got a veteran player coming in here that will bring some leadership, and it'll be good to bring, you know, a little bit of experience from another winning organization that he brings. So, once again, at the end of it, the goal is to have the most competitive 90-man roster. You know, whether how it shakes out, we're going to have a 20% change in our roster, which is normally where we're at on a yearly basis, and you know, good 20% of that will be first-year players.
What stands out most to you about Jari? You know, is he a good fit coming from Sean's program now?
Very good fit, very knowledgeable. I thought he played very well in his tape last year. Line play, particularly for veterans, the communication, and it's not really, you know, what you do and how you're doing it. It's really the communication is what you have to transfer. You know, and really him having a chance to go to Seattle and come back to New Orleans and now coming here is an experience that he will definitely benefit from, and we will also.
No cross training. The offensive lineman is something that you guys do every year. But do you think Kyle Murphy is a guy that will get more of an opportunity to compete inside than at tackle?
Absolutely. I mean, we haven't got started on the field, but, you know, initially, you know, I look for Kyle to work at the right guard, right tackle, you know, as a starting point.
What do you think about the competition you've been able to create at the defensive line room, bringing in Montrevious Adams, obviously, in the draft, free agent, Ricky, just this offseason at that position?
Someone just asked the same question. It's excellent depth. We've got a good balance of, you know, veterans and young guys. And I think it's, you know, when you jump in and out of these subgroups like we do, we don't play as much traditional base, you know, Okie defense anymore. You know, even when we are in base, we're more of an under defense. So I like the rotation that these guys give you, is the ability to play a one technique, a three technique, and if we got to get into flat stances and play a two and a four eye, you know, we have a couple guys that can still do that if we need to do that. So, you know, really the flexibility of playing the one and the three technique and even jumping to a five technique, I feel like this group gives us that.
Mike, you made that comment after the season you might not run the ball in practice until July, working on your pass defense. I understand you had a competition, but with what you've got coming back with Demarius and Quentin coming off their way there, you went, how do you feel about the talent you now have with what you lost and what you have to work with? And how do you get that group to where you need it to be?
Well, two things. I mean, you know, the first, comment about not running a football, I mean, that's still the focus. I mean, just the way, you know, these practices are designed, you always look to improve the way you practice, the way you install. We probably spent more time on a run in the past than we're going to spend when we get out there for the OTAs. And, you know, we won't really run a pure run play. We may draws and things like that, but it's the opportunity for our perimeter players to really play more vision defense. You know, we've done some things offensively, particularly in the passing game, that's a change the way we've done it. So we're still going to really emphasize the passing game on both sides of the ball when we get to the OTA segment, phase three of the offseason program. But, you know, as far as the Marius and Q, this is really in line with the way we need to play more. I mean, this is a sub-defense league. This is a sub-league. Our numbers have been north of 80%. We're playing 16, 17% base defense the last 5, 6, 7 years. So we need to play not only more with our secondary players, but, you know, we need guys to play more than one position. And with that, it gives us, you know, the opportunity to give them chances to make more plays. You know, Demarius playing the nickel and the corner, it's no difference. So I'm looking for, you know, Micah Hyde's a great example. Morgan Burnett's a great example of that. So we want to make sure we're giving these guys, you know, chances to play two or three positions and create targeting problems and issues for the offense. And I think with that, it'll give these guys more chances to make plays.
Two more, please.
I know you love the Clay Matthews, where is he going to play questions, but how do you feel about inside linebacker? You didn't really do anything there.
Well, I just think Clay is – part of that answer I just gave you. He needs to be a three-position player in our defense. You know, he needs to play outside, inside, and, you know, and it'd be more – you probably view it as an outside, off-the-ball type, you know, position responsibility. So, you know, that's our plan for Clay.
Some of that dependent on the Fackrells and the Elliots and the Beagles of the world to So you actually have a really good outside linebacker to stick at Clay's spot, though?
Yeah, but you don't line up and play that way. You know, I mean, is he going to play 400 snaps? Is he going to play 600 snaps? Is he going to be a 900-snap player? That's really a better way of looking at it. There's so many different elements that go into that. You know, health, number one, availability. And the second part is the accountability. Can they do the job? Can they meet the demands and of the expectations of the role that we give them? So that's football. I mean, that's what you train for. That's what we start practicing for right away. We're excited about these new guys coming here, but let's see what they can do, and more importantly, how they do it with playing within the scheme and playing within the system. More importantly, how they play how they compete and interact and connect with their teammates.
Mike, what's the biggest change you've made in your approach to the offseason program since the last time we saw these guys on the field?
Just the practices will change. I don't know if you know much. I mean, you'll see a couple different drills, more of this particular period than others. So we've increased our classrooms technology wise. So we've had 2 weeks of that. So that's been a real plus. So we're just trying to get better. I mean, that's what we focus on, trying to improve our process, which will improve our preparation, ultimately improve our performance.